Today, Operation Anti-Spruik, New South Wales, South Coast, July 2025. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one that is post covering finance and property news. Well, here we are again with another Anti-Spruik video. Just to remind you, what we do here is, thanks to Cookie Boy, we look at where properties have had their prices reduced on the portals. And from there, use data from my models and surrounding information to be able to talk about those particular areas. We've already done a few shows, of course, and if you've not caught up on those, it's worth checking out the Far North Queensland edition from a few days ago, the one that we did for Melbourne, suburban houses, and also the one down in Tasmania. And you will have realised, of course, that in these areas, prices are not moving uniformly, but in some areas, prices are still sliding. So today we're going to look at the South Coast from around Eden in the south and further up that coast. Here's a map. And the interesting thing about this area is, of course, there are a number of small communities, but quite a few of them. And there's some quite interesting trends to look at. We're going to start in postcode 2548, Tura Breach. And this is a house on 852 squares. It's 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 car spaces. It was listed 186 days ago, and at that time, it was guiding 945,000 to 965,000. Today, it's on the market for 885,000. Here's another one. This is 2.375 million now. It's a house on 2.02 hectares, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 4 car spaces. This was listed 210 days ago, originally at 2.5 million. And here are the price trends for Tura Breach. And you can see that back in June 2016, the median price was 441,000. There were significant rises actually from 2017 to 2022. And since then, well, they've gone nowhere really. And now the median price is 974,000. You'll see this trend coming through quite often in these areas. Prices are going sideways or down at the moment. Now here's another one in the same postcode. This one is Merumbula. And here it's a house on 624 squares, 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 2 car spaces, listed 144 days ago, originally for 1.95 million, now 1.85 million. And another one in the same area, a house on 613 squares, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 cars, listed 265 days ago, and originally on 899,000, now 799,000. Here's another one, same area, listed 227 days ago on the 14th of December 2024. It's a house on 800 squares, 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 3 car spaces. On the 29th of December, it was on at 1.698. Now it's on at 1.548 million. And one more, listed 200 days ago on the 10th of January 2025. It's a house on 646 squares, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 4 car spaces. The price guide was 1.195 million on the 11th of January, but now it's on at 1.145 million on the 13th of March, and it's still on the market. Another one, 221 days ago, a house on just 340 squares, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 car spaces. On the 29th of December, the price was 825,000, now it's 775,000. And here are the price trends for that particular area. And you can see back in 2016, the median was 398,000. There were significant rises from 2017, and specifically 21 and 22. We've seen that, of course, across many areas of the country. But since then, prices have gone sideways or down, and now the median is $889,000. And in the same area again, this is Mirandore, a house on 1,130 squares, 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 3 car spaces. It was listed 76 days ago on the 14th of May 2025 at 2.049 million. Now it's 1.875 million. And another one in the same area, listed 104 days ago on the 16th of April 2025. It's a house on 1,216 squares, 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 2 car spaces. It was originally on at 1.8 million, but now it's on at 1.699 million. And here are the price trends for Mirandor. And you can see there that in 2016, the median was 482,000. There were significant rises in 2017, 2018, and then 2021 and 2022. Since then, well, not a lot's happened really. And the median is now just over $1 million. Now, here is the data from my models for this particular postcode. And the first thing to note is there's around 3,900 households, 49% own outright, 26% have mortgages, and 24% are renting. There's not much sign of mortgage stress in the area, but rental stress is pretty high. 69% are houses, there are some units and types of property. The people ratio is 1.67, so it's a little lower, and that would suggest some couples and maybe some singles. The vacancy rate is very high, probably some Airbnb and other temporary accommodation there. Gross investment yields, 3.2%. That's the comparison of the price of the property versus the asking rent, assuming it was fully rented. The net investment yield, which tells you about the difference between the money coming into the property as an investment and the money going out, for example, on the things like mortgage and management fees, well, it's underwater, minus 0.9%. The ATO says the average taxable income is about $80,000. The census said $63,000. The census is a little older, so perhaps that explains some of the difference. But that means that the disposable monthly income in this area for households is around $4,300, with a significant 45% or $1,950 going on the typical mortgage and 39.4% or $1,709 going on the typical rent. Looking at the price trends ahead, we run 3 scenarios, the best, the base, and the worst. The best case suggests rates get cut quickly, we don't go into recession, and migration stays high. The base case suggests that rate cuts are a bit more extended and migration eases. The worst case is rates stay high, we get a recession, and migration falls more significantly. And you can see there that in the best case scenario, rises of maybe 16% cumulative over 3 years is possible, but the base case is roughly flat. Now we're going to postcode 2549, and this is Milangeli. And here there's a house, it's on at 1.39 hectares. It's got 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 3 cars, and the asking price now is 1.275 million on the 13th of April 2025. It was listed 148 days ago, originally at 1.45 million. And trends in this particular area are showing somewhat similar stories. The median back in 2016 was $552,000. It went up in 2017, 18, 20, 21, 22. But since then, it's fallen, and the median now is about 1.2 million. In the same postcode, this is Pamela, listed 308 days ago on the 24th of September 2024. It's a house on 991 squares, 6 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 cars. It was originally at 849,000, now 800,000. And here are the trends for this particular postcode too. Somewhat similar. Back in June 2016, the median was 336,000. There were rises in 2017, 18, 21, and 22. Since then, been pretty wobbly and slightly down. Median in June 2025 is $784,000. In South Pambula, there's a property here listed 364 days ago. It's a house on 668 squares. It's 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 3 cars. On the 3rd of January 2025, it was on 885,000. Now it's 840,000. And here is the trend for this particular area too. Back in June 2016, 372,000 was the median price. There were rises in June of 27 and a significant rise in 2022, but not a lot happening since then. The median, 848,000 in June 2025. Now we're looking at Pembula Beach, and here is a house, 604 squares, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 car spaces. It's a new price at 1.25 million. It was listed 113 days ago, and then it was on at 1.35 million. And here the trends are somewhat similar. The median back in June 2016, 384,000. There were rises in 2017, 2021, 2022, and then quite significant falls, actually, particularly over to 2025. In June 2025, the median was 839,000. Now in the same area, Bald Hills, listed 169 days ago, a house on 1.72 hectares, 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 2 car spaces, on the 16th of February 2025, 975,000. Now, on the 26th of July, 925,000. Bald Hills showed similar trends, a significant rise in June 2017 from the median of 499,000. Significant rises also in June 21 and June 22, but nothing much happening since then. In fact, slight falls. And the June 2025 price is about 1.17 million. Same postcode, Lochiel, listed 186 days ago on the 24th of January 2025. It's a house on 2.37 hectares, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 6 car spaces. On the 20th of February 2025, 899,000, now 855,000. And here are the trends, again, somewhat similar. Back in June 2016, 466,000. The most significant rise happened in June 2021. There were rises in 2022 and 2023, but in June 2024 and 2025, prices are falling. And now the median is 820,000. And another suburb in the same postcode, Nethercutt, listed 260 days ago on the 11th of November 2024. It's a house on 24,281 squares, 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 1 car space. On the 9th of January 2025, 895,000 to 915,000. Now, 799,000. And here is the trend for Nethercutt. Really, since June 2016, where the median was 425, not a lot happened until June 2021, where there was a massive run-up, nearly 60%. A further run-up in June 2023, but then falls in 2024 and 2025. And looking at the data from my models, it's a very low count, so I want to be careful. 52% own outright, 33% are borrowing, 14% are renting. The mortgage stress is relatively low, but the rental stress is high. Mostly houses, 89%. And the vacancy rates are relatively high too there. Gross investment yield is 3.3. The next investment yield is minus 0.7. The average taxable from the ATO, 79,000, 67,000 from the census. That gives a disposable monthly income of around $4,300 with 42.1% or $1,802 going on the typical mortgage and 38% or $1,648 going on the typical rent. Price rises are certainly possible in the best case scenario, up 10% over 3 years, but the base case is a further fall. Now we're going to postcode 2550. This is bigger. This is a house. It's got 3 bedrooms. 1 bathroom, 3 car spaces, and it was listed 165 days ago on the 14th of February 2025 for 599,000. Now it's on at 550,000. Another one in Bega, a house on 799 squares, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 cars, listed 286 days ago, and then it was on at 670,000. Now it's 615,000. Here's another one, same area. Listed 272 days ago on the 30th of October 2024. It's a house on 20.28 hectares, 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 1 car space. It was on at 1.59 million on the 3rd of January 2025, but now it's on at 1.39 to 1.49 million. Here's another one, 418 days ago it was on the market. It's a house, 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 3 car spaces on 727 squares. 680,000 on the 5th of January 2025, but now 625,000 on the 8th of July 2025. Here's another one in the same place. 625,000 now was 675,000. It's a house, 849 squares, 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 4 car spaces. And here are the bigger trends. Back in 2016, the median was 278,000. There have been rises in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2021, 2022. Since then, a bit more wobbly, and now the median is $603,000. In the same postcode, this is Brogo, $650,000 now, was $750,000, listed 36 days ago. It's a house on 4.39 hectares, one bedroom, one bathroom, two car spaces. And in Brogo again, this is a house on 32.99 hectares, four bedrooms, one bathroom, four car spaces, listed 255 days ago, and originally it was on at 1.5 to 1.65 million, now 1.47 million. Here are the trends for Brogo. 2016, the median was 384,000. There were some rises in 2017, 18 and 19. A rise in 2021 was the peak, a further rise in 2022, and then wobbling around, a fall in 2024, a rise in 2025, the median now 835,000. In the same postcode again, 98 days ago, this was listed as a house, 3,122 squares, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, three car spaces. It was listed on the 26th of April 2025 at 875,000, now 799,000. And this particular trend is shown again, typical. Back in 2016, median in Candelo were 292,000. Now it's 604,000. And looking at the rises, 2018 and 19, 2021, 2022, since then, not a lot happening. Now again, in the same postcode, this is Kalura. This is a house on 1.21 hectares, six bedrooms, three bathrooms, four car spaces, 1.495 million now, but it was listed 584 days ago at 1.66 million. Another one in the same area, listed 262 days ago. On the 9th of November 2024, it's a house on 10,117 squares, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, three car spaces. On the 4th of January 2025, it was 1.29 million, now 1.1 million. Another one in the same area, 1.5 million now, was 1.98 million, listed 949 days ago on the 23rd of December 2023. It's a house on 4 hectares, 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 2 car spaces. And here is the trend for Kalaru. June 2016, 442,000, rises in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2021, 2022. Small rise in 2023, falls in 2024 and 2025, and the median is now 930,000. Same postcode, 2550. This is Tathra. And we have a motivated vendor here, asking price 820,000. It was listed 225 days ago and 920,000. And it's a house on 737 squares, with four bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. Another one in the same area, a house on 2 hectares, two bedrooms, one bathroom, no car spaces. It was listed 103 days ago for 785,000, now 720,000. And here are the trends for Tathra. In June 2016, 383,000, rise in 2017, very significant rise, 20%. Then rises in 2021 and 2022 of similar proportions, but falls in 2024 and 2025, and the median now 762,000. And one more again in this same postcode, Kuama. It was listed 236 days ago on the 5th of December 2024. It's a house on 1,053 squares, three bedrooms, one bathroom, three cars. On the 2nd of January 2025, it was on at 655,000, now 599,000 on the 27th of February 2025, and it's still on now. And here is the trend for this particular area. Back in June 2016, $292,000 was the median price. There were rises in 2017, 2018, a significant rise of 30% in 2021, and 2022 was also quite strong, but since then, falling or going sideways. The median now, $627,000. And now Wallagut, 218 days ago, on the 23rd of December 2024, this house was listed for 2.3 million, Now it's on at 2.15 million. It's a house on 2.43 hectares, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, no car spaces. Same area, a house listed 483 days ago on the 2nd of April 2024. It's a house on 14,447 squares, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car spaces. It was listed originally at 1.15 to 1.25 million. Now it's at 1.095 million. And here is Wollongong trends. In June 2016, $495,000. A rise in 2017 of 15%. A rise of 25% in 2021. And just over 20% in 2022. But since then, not a lot happening. And now in June 2025, the median is $961,000. And now we go to Wollongong. Listed 306 days ago on 26th of September 2024. It's a house on 1.5 hectares. Four bedrooms, two bathrooms, five car spaces. On the 80th of January 2025, it was on at 1.075 million, now 990,000. And here are the trends. Back in June 2016, 329,000 was the median in Wollongong. And now in June 2025, 644,000. And you can see there significant run-ups in 2018, 19, 21, 22. But since then, falls in 2024 and 2025. And now in the same postcode, 2550, this is Wyndham. It's a house on 5.26 hectares, four bedrooms, three bathroom, four car spaces, listed 169 days ago at 1.05 million, but now new price, 960,000. And here is Wyndham trends. Back in June 2016, 272,000, significant rise in 2018, around 20%, and a rise in 2020. 2021 was over 30%, 2022 was 25%, but in June 2023 there was a fall, small rise in 24, and a significant fall, about 18% in 2025, the median, 574,000. And looking at this postcode, the overall number of households, just over 7,200, with 48% owning outright, 31% borrowing, 19% renting, some mortgage stress, a lot more rental stress. The property mix is mostly houses, 92%. The vacancy rate's 12%. The gross investment yield's 3.4%. Net investment yield is minus 1.3%. The average taxable income, 75,000 versus 64,000 from the census. Disposable monthly income around $4,469 a month, with 38.2% or $1,705 going on the typical mortgage, and 33.5% at $1,495 going on the typical rent. In terms of trends, the best case is a rise of 10% cumulative over 3 years, but the base case is a fall over the next 3 years. Now we're going to postcode 2551 Eden, and this was listed 430 days ago for $950,000. It's a house, 852 squares, it's four bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car spaces. It's a new price, 870,000. And another one in Eden, this is 124 days ago, on 27th of March 2025. It's a house, 828 squares, three bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. It was on at 695,000 on the 30th of March 2025, now 650,000. And again in Eden, a house, 660,000 now, was 725,000, listed 117 days ago on the 3rd of April 2025. It's 721 squares, three bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. And again in Eden, a property listed over 1,000 days ago, originally 1.1 million. It's a house on 1,000 squares, three bedrooms, two bathroom, one car space, now 950,000. And here are the trends for Eden. In June 2016, the median price was 284,000. A significant rise in 2017, more than 20%, and significant rises in 2021 and 2022, in excess of 25%. But since then, not a lot's been happening. There were falls in 2023 and a very small rise in 2025. The median, $672,000 now. And here are the trends for Eden. It's a low count, so be careful. About half of households in mortgage stress, quite a lot of rental stress, and mostly houses, 80%, small number of units and the types there too. Gross investment yields, 3.8%. Net investment yield, again, is negative, 0.4%. The average taxable income, $71,000 versus $52,000 from the census, giving a disposable monthly around $3,200, with a half of that going on the typical mortgage at $1,820. And looking at the rents, 37.1%, $1,346 going on the typical rent. From a trend perspective, well, in the best case scenario, there are small rises, but the base case would be further falls over the next 3 years, down about 8% for houses. So there we are. That's the update for the south coast of New South Wales. What can we conclude? Well, certainly there was a run-up, and of course that was partly due to the COVID incentive and also the flee to the country that we saw there. But since then, things have changed quite significantly, and now prices are going sideways or down in most areas. Vendors, if they want to sell, are going to have to give up some of the asking price. They've still got extended expectations, I think. And the truth is the trends are showing prices are probably going to continue to fall ahead, unless, of course, we pull ourselves out of the gloom, economically speaking, that we've got at the moment. Interesting point, too, is that people are moving away from some of these outer areas back closer to the main urban centres of Sydney. So that also puts a bit of downside pressure there. And the other point to make is these are small communities. Some of those, of course, have also been hit with recent disasters around flooding or indeed fire. So that just adds a little spice to the conversation too. Anyway, I hope you found that interesting. I have to tell you that this is not necessarily being reported in the mainstream media, but the concept of price falls, as we're seeing here, is something we should certainly be talking about more. Now, next Tuesday on my live stream, I'm going to be going through my models and also updating you on the latest stress and financial pressure analysis. And if you've got a particular postcode you'd like me to do analysis on, if you put it in the comments below, I'll try and make sure I include it. Or indeed, come on the live stream and join me on Tuesday and you can ask a question live and I can share some of the modelling information that I've got here. You can see my modelling is quite powerful and it does bring out some really interesting insights. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.